Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. This episode, we're going to listen to a song called When It's Cold Outside. The song is available on the 2015 double album, Circuitous and Before the Great Divide, which was a remaster album. It was originally on an album called Before the Great Divide, which came out in 2005. But the song actually was written earlier than that. It was written in 1992, around the holidays. This is a holiday song. So given the fact that we're between Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holiday season around the globe, I thought we'd do a holiday song today. So we'll take a listen to When It's Cold Outside, from 2015's double album Circuitous and Before the Great Divide, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Song family whose love keeps the flame alive. When it's cold outside,
well, that's When It's Cold Outside. Despite the title, a very warm song, lots of really warm memories. We'll talk just a little bit about the context for this song. It's had a varied life during its time of existence, and then we'll take a look at the lyrics. So as I said earlier, before the song was written around probably 1991 or 92. We were living in York, Nebraska, had a little clapboard house. A high school student of mine during the 90-91 school years had, her family had gotten rid of an old wood stove, really big, nice wood stove, had nearly 100 years old, but still in great working condition. And we put it into our kitchen. Back in the corner, we had some big almost floor to ceiling back windows, and we put it there in front of that, and had a lot of wonderful times in that house, affectionately known as our old yellow house. It was kind of a yellow color. And sitting by that wood fire with family, with friends, watching the snow come down. We had little ones at the time, both of our daughters. Both were born, small, as I recall. So it must have been probably 93, 94 when I wrote the song. Anyway, I didn't record it at the time. That's why I'm not exactly sure precisely what year. Early 90s for sure. But we had just had a visit from some family members, and Cheryl and I were kind of sitting there by that fire, and we said, hey, how about we write a song, kind of a holiday song, which isn't usually the way it happens. Cheryl has inspired lots of songs for me to write, but co-writing was a new thing for us, and so we did actually co-write this song there by the fire, watching some snowfall outside after some family had just left. So that's where the song came from. It was never recorded at the time. And then in 2001, when I put out my second album, which was Topo Acoustic Landscapes, I did an all-instrumental version called just simply called Wood Smoke. And I will actually probably include that recording here at the end of this podcast as well. I had written the song with Cheryl. I had done an all-instrumental version of it. But it wasn't until 2005 when we put together the Before the Great Divide album, which was the album itself was kind of a darker album, coming out of some really immediate pain that we were in, connected with my job at the time. This seemed like the nice balancing song. And that brings us kind of to the theme of coldness. You know, there's physical coldness, which, you know, if you live in a place up north right now, we're all enduring that, and that's okay. The solution to that is a little fire. But there are other kinds of coldness, especially around the holiday, the coldness of loss, the coldness of being alone when you think, this is the holiday, I shouldn't be alone. The coldness of the distance between, maybe between the feelings you had as a child around Christmas or around the holidays and the feelings you have now for various reasons. Loss of people, just the normal wear and tear of living a full life, and trying to find that shine again. You know, there are lots of ways of being cold. This song, as we'll look at, suggests that there are some ways of warming back up. So we'll take a look at the lyrics. And talk about those, and then at the end we'll play the instrumental version, Woodsmoke. So verse one, and by the way, obviously this recording, this is a duet. That's my wife Cheryl singing, and just listening to it again brings back a whole. It reminds me of what this season is about and what family's about. So. When it's cold outside, there's nothing quite like a fire inside on a cold winter night. There's nothing quite like a place to hide when it's cold outside, when it's cold outside. We've talked about before how a song has to have space to grow and shift and change throughout the process of the song. So we start in a really concrete place. It's cold outside. It's winter. There's nothing like a fire. And like I said, that wood stove that we had a nice, it had a nice big window. We could watch the fire inside. We could look past it out those big windows and see the snow coming down and the contrast there and have our kids close, have family, friends close. We always had friends over and pull out the guitar. And so there's that, just that physical warmth of being there by the fire when out, just outside the other side of that window. It's just freezing. Verse 2 moves a little beyond that immediate to concrete. There's nothing quite like a family who cares, always there by your side. There's nothing quite like a warm holiday to make the world seem all right when it's cold outside. So we move from physical warmth to the warmth of family, and I'd also say maybe the warmth of love, because we've had family who were not blood family, who were family. And I know everyone has those. We've had family that are blood family, that are family. And we need all of those. We need that community. We need that time together. Time for sharing stories. Time for just sitting together. Time for taking care of each other, feeding each other, keeping each other warm. There's nothing quite like a warm holiday to make the world seem all right. This song is aspirational. It doesn't have any illusions. The world's not always all right. There's plenty of rough stuff going on, both personally and very much globally. There's difficult stuff, and sometimes that's what impacts us during the holiday. It's hard to get your head out of the frustrations with the world, whether it's your frustrations within your family, frustrations within your community, political frustrations, global atrocities. I mean, there's so much that we're so aware of. It's hard to settle all that down, share presents around a tree, drink warm drinks together. Sometimes it's hard to make that shift. But this is an aspirational song. It's saying that is a way. It is one solution doesn't solve all the problems, but it does. It does give us some respite being with family on a holiday. It makes the world seem all right. Maybe it gives us strength, reason, and purpose to continue the good fight in other ways as well. So then we have a little bridge. The music shifts a little. Give me wood smoke and the warmth of a hearth, and I'll never grow old. Give me children with holiday eyes, and I'll never grow old. Give me wood smoke and the warmth of a hearth, and I'll never grow cold. Give me children with holiday eyes, I'll never grow old. So it's about staying warm. It's also about staying young. I know that's bit of a cliche, Christmas bringing out the child in everyone. But I think it is true. It can be. And even though we've grown older, I think when you have children to watch, whether they're your own or hopefully, you know, grandchildren, somebody else's children, somebody else's grandchildren, when you have children to watch, it brings back the youth of the youngness of humanity, and that's that in itself is a warming thing to watch a child just enjoy things with abandon. We come to the final verse. There's nothing quite like a fire inside and a song for the night. There's nothing quite like a family whose love keeps the flame alive when it's cold outside. So by the end of the song, we become a little more self-aware. We've got a song going here, and it's a song. And like I said, it's aspirational. It's an attempt to call out, to elicit those warm feelings, the warmth of family, the warmth of love, the warmth of the fire. All of those things can be encompassed in a song. And a good song can be a good vehicle for so many good things. Certainly can be a vehicle for other things as well. But hopefully this song is a good vehicle for those warm thoughts, for those warm feelings, for gathering around and being with family and being with those we love beside the fire. That's my hope. That's the reason I chose it for this episode. So let's take a listen to... I'll talk just a little bit about the instrumentation. You know, it's all acoustic, begins with guitar and mandolin. I had just, at the time when I recorded this, I had just gotten a six-string banjo, which basically is tuned like a guitar, and so I was really excited about doing some stuff with that. So that comes in, and then the harmonica comes in during the instrumental interlude in the middle. So a lot of simple stuff. I did begin it with a match strike, wooden match on a box, begins the song. And then, of course, the choice to make it a duet and sing it with my my lovely wife, Cheryl, who also co-wrote it. So it's a waltz. It's slow, it's thoughtful, it's relaxing. And that's one of the reasons why I think probably I lean toward doing it as an instrumental. The first time I recorded it, I thought, wow, I like the melody, I like the rhythm there. And so we had the instrumental that came out on Topo Acoustic Landscapes in 2001. So we'll listen to that. And then wrap up the podcast. So there we have it. We first listened to When It's Cold Outside, the song. That last one we just listened to was the instrumental version titled simply Wood Smoke. When It's Cold Outside, you can find on the double album Circuitous and Before the Great Divide from 2015. It was a remaster of two earlier albums that no longer exist, are no longer available. And then that last one, Wood Smoke, was on Topo Acoustic Landscapes from 2001, an entirely instrumental album. Thank you for joining me again for another episode of Dancing Moon Songcast. As I said, I chose this song specifically because of the holidays and wanting to make a wish and give a gift. And here's wishing that your holiday season is a wonderful time with friends and with family and is very warm and filled with joy. You can catch all of my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And as always, these episodes come out on Fridays. So until next time, be well.